Marty, most of the attention in the November election is about candidates running for office, but we start in news this week with a very important note that November's election also includes a bond issue for Doña Ana Community College.
Yes, and really it is to replace the 2019 bonds, if approved, will replace those approved by voters in 2015, which are going to retire. So it is said that there will be no increase in property taxes if this bond passes.
Right.
And the bond would cover a number of initiatives. One, a creative media building on the Arrowhead, at the Arrowhead Research Park, and that's $3.9 million. And it's going to, you know, factor into NMSU as well. Security and safety upgrades, infrastructure improvements, classroom upgrades and renovations, IT upgrades, and then $3 million for the Gadsden Advanced Technology Center, which is a 15,000-square-foot center that they are looking at. So quite a bit, and it's all spelled out here in this article.
All right. We'll look for it in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. Also in the arts section this week, the city of Las Cruces is drafting a public art plan.
Yes, and the city has an art program coordinator. It's kind of a new position, Lorenzo Zepeda. And they've been putting together the city's first ever master plan for public art. And in August, at the city's National Night Out event, they put up a number of displays for the public to check out what the ideas were. And they took that input from the public as well and are now coming together. They are hoping to have a plan to draft a public art plan soon, is kind of quote-unquote. And then the city hopes to have a final draft completed by the end of the year. And drafting the plan also highlights the role of the City Art Board, which was created in 2013 to advise City Council on public art issues. And so the whole idea is to get to dress the city up in a lot of public art, sculptures, paintings, murals, etc.
Okay.
And it would also have a very big economic impact as
well.
Yeah,
absolutely. Speaking of an economic impact, also in the arts, there's a new art gallery opening in the Mesquite Historic District.
Trails End is the name of the gallery, and it's at 1732 North Mesquite Street. And they are having a big open house on Saturday, September 28th. We put it in this week to give people a heads up. But it's in an old adobe home, a real historic home that has been renovated over the past 3 years. And the artists really behind it are Robert Highsmith, who's been showing at the Cutter Gallery for a number of years, and also artist Gary Beal, who actually owns this building. And they hope, and I can see, that this could really help the Mesquite Historic District further on its artistic mission. I mean, it is an old, obviously, the heart of Las Cruces. There's a lot of galleries and that sort of thing going on there right now. This ought to really add to it.
Absolutely. Good luck to them. In Southwest Living, a profile of Dick's Cafe, which is 60 years old this month. But you can also read an interview in your Community Corner section with the Las Cruces Fire Chief.
Yes. Alexia Severson has started a new series. This is the second of this series. It's kind of a periodic series. It won't appear every week, but she poses 20 questions to people in Las Cruces who are fairly well known. The first one was on a member at the Farm and Ranch Museum, and this is Fire Chief Eric Enriquez. And she poses 20 questions that are kind of personal in nature. What's your favorite this and why? What do you like about this city? What's a little known fact about yourself? Your favorite memory of a certain decade and things like that, which gets the readers to have a better feel for who these people are as people and not just officials and names that you see in the paper.
All right. We'll look for that. I look forward to reading it. Marty Racine. He is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin, and he is with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.